Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Damnation Island, Poor, Sick, Mad, and Criminal in 19th Century New York, by Stacy Horn. Read by Pam Ward. Prologue. Workers for the Edison Electric Illuminating Company had spent more than a year ripping up the streets of Lower Manhattan. The miles of cable that now lay unseen somewhere beneath their feet were making some people nervous. 2 weeks before the new lamps were to be lit for the first time, the New York Times ran a story about horses that had been shocked on one of the blocks within the electrified grid. "Absurd," Edison Electric responded. "The conductors were buried 2 feet underneath the street and encased in an iron pipe a quarter of an inch in diameter. Even if the pipe broke, the current would scatter through the earth, rendering it utterly harmless. Anything could have spooked those horses." The first test of electric light distributed via a central power station in New York City would go ahead as planned on September 4, 1882. On Monday afternoon at 3 p.m., the switch was thrown. 400 lamps for 85 initial customers came to life, powered by 6 27-ton, exuberantly named dynamos, today called generators. One of those customers was the New York Times. A grateful reporter wrote about working that night by light as bright as day, without a particle of flicker, and with scarcely any heat to make the headache. The new lights also lit up their rooms without the nauseating smell of the gas lights that electricity replaced. That December, a vice president...